For New Year's Eve, I had the opportunity to go to the CCO Rise Up Banquet that was happening a couple days ago. And so CCO, as you may know, is a movement designed to equip and empower leaders for the new evangelization, particularly on university campuses. So every year they have this conference during Christmas time and New Year's time, and they have it in a different city, whether it's in Ottawa or Vancouver. This year it was in Calgary, and next year it will be in Toronto. But it's just amazing to see all these university students. Imagine going to St. Mary's Cathedral and having it packed with 850 university students at Mass singing their hearts out. It's amazing again to see how many students are transformed by CCO. I think what I saw was actually there's a student I knew, she was from MRU, and she's now Miss Rodeo Canada. But now she's using that platform to evangelize and proclaim the faith to other people. I talked to some other students in university, and they're thinking about joining the priesthood as well. And there are others who have gone to Rise Up for the first time, and now they want to go to the next Rise Up in Toronto or go on mission trips all over the world. But I think the thing that stuck out for me during that program was during the banquet, and they were giving out scholarships to different students. And then they quoted the application of one particular student. So speaking about his experience of missionary work on campus, he said, "Being missionary is like oxygen for me. It gives me life like nothing else, and it gives me a sense of deep fulfillment and joy." So this student so identified himself with the missionary calling that it was life itself for him. And I think this is the central point for us that John the Baptist points out today. Because in order for us to have this missionary identity, we need to know our identity in Christ. In order to make him known to others, we need to be known by him. When the Pharisees come to talk to John, they ask him a very simple, but it's actually a very profound question. Who are you? If we ask ourselves that question, we would naturally respond with our name. But if we were pressed further, who are you really? How would we identify ourselves? We might respond and identify ourselves with our occupation, our skills, our gifts. You know, I'm a student, I'm an engineer, I'm an artist. And similarly, St. John the Baptist was asked the same question, and the priests and Levites asked him to identify himself in the same way. Who are you? What title are you? Are you the Messiah, Elijah, the prophet? But notice how St. John the Baptist responds. He says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." And also, this is the important part right here. He says, "Among you stands one whom you do not know." And knowing is a very critical term and theme in John. If we go back to the prologue, we hear that the Word was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. The Creator of the world is not known by his creatures. The Almighty One who knows all things came to a people who did not know him. So what does it mean to know God? I think to know God is to be known by him. And this is what I mean. When I was on my 30-day retreat, I was given an article to read to help me prepare for the 30 days of prayer I would be engaged in. And this article that was given to me changed my whole perspective on prayer. And the title of the article is called, "Looking at God, Looking at You." Looking at God, looking at you. So prayer is more than just gaining discrete facts and ideas about God. That's good to do, and that's more known as study. But prayer is more of a relationship. It is about looking at God and seeing him face to face. Yet, it's much deeper than that. Prayer is about looking at the way he looks at me. is looking at God and how he looks at me. And so when we pray, is he looking at me with disappointments or anger or fear? Or is he looking at me like the Father he truly is, building me up, raising me up, seeing my sins, yes, but seeing so much more than that, seeing the great plan that he has for me and the desires he has for me? Is that how he sees you? Is that how you know him? Is that how you are known by him? When we experience a profound and lasting love like that, when we experience a God who is love, then we see our unworthiness. We see that we are even unworthy to do the work of a slave and untie his sandals. Yet God calls each of us to receive this love and share it with others, to be the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, preparing the way for him. And while we do this, we will realize that the intensity of the personal love with which he looks at us is also the same way he looks at others. And so he calls us to be a missionary of this love. And when I do this, and when we do this, we will become the channels of that love that gives us life. And this missionary way of living will be my life, and it will become my oxygen.